Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 11 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show on Thanksgiving Day, my 24th consecutive live 24th Thanksgiving Day show. And it's just you and me. This is another time this week when I'm taking a segment or two and talking about things that are on my mind, as I've been doing now since the beginning. I want to tell you a story about how cause and effect merged parallel universes, and one person made a difference that changed the course of human history. As the 17th century dawned in the New World, a man-child was born to the Patuxet tribe. His father named him Tisquantum. They were part of a confederation of tribes known as the Wampanoag, which means Eastern people, and they inhabited much of what is now known as New England. In time, Tisquantum would become a very important individual to the future of America, but not before his life would change in ways not to be imagined by any 17th century earthling. Incredibly, twice as a hostage, and later as a guide and interpreter, Tisquantum crossed the Atlantic 6 times by the time he turned 35. On his odyssey, this unlikely world traveler, now called Squanto, learned old world languages, English and Spanish, and that combined with his new world survival skills would contribute to his rendezvous with destiny. As Squanto made his last transatlantic trip in 1619, plans were being laid to establish a colony in what the English then considered the northern boundary of Virginia. On September 6, 1620, the 90-foot Mayflower set sail from the English port of Plymouth, with a manifest recording the names of 110 passengers and crew, including 37 laden separatists, also called pilgrims. Demographically, the Mayflower voyage were an unlikely and contentious gaggle. Even though they were the minority, the behavior of the separatists, that was this laden separatists, the behavior of the separatists justified their name, going as far as to refer to the other shipmates as the strangers. Not very friendly, right? But there was a common cause that would eventually bind them together. They had embarked on a perilous adventure to claim new prospects in a new world. Meanwhile, upon arriving back in his home range, remember Squanto? Well, he made the shocking discovery that during his multi-year absence, not only had a 1617 epidemic that decimated the Wampanoag people, it wiped out his entire village. Now hold that thought. So cause and effect begins as landfall came for the Mayflower colonists on the 66th day at sea. On November 9th, when a scouting party came ashore near the tip of what is now called Cape Cod, near Provincetown, where Provincetown is now. Their first encounter with indigenous people almost cost them dearly when they stumbled onto a burial ground and the indignant caretakers chased them back to the Mayflower. This first contact must have seemed like bad luck, but as they would soon discover, it was a blessing in disguise. Safely back on the Mayflower and sailing on toward the main coast, the colonists settled their differences by creating a now legendary document, the immortal Mayflower Compact, which established the first set of New World rules and ideals. The next landing would be more successful. The day after Christmas, 1620, the colonists came ashore on what is now Massachusetts to establish their new life in a place they named Plymouth. Well, that first winter in the New World was brutal. By March 21st, less than half of the Mayflower contingent survived. They died or starved. They froze to death or starved to death. But with all of their misfortune, they were about to discover something for which they would become very thankful. On March 16th, One of the greatest moments of serendipity was set in motion when an Indian named Samoset walked into the colonist camp and greeted them with, "Hello, English." Hunting and trading in the area, Samoset was a Mohegan sachem. That means he was a leader of the Mohegan tribe. And he was from what is now called Maine. Even though he spoke some English, Samoset could see that these sad-looking survivors would need more help than he could give them. So, remember our trilingual world-traveling orphan, Squanto? Well, it turns out that not only did Samoset know Squanto and his background, but the colonists had established Plymouth on the very spot where Squanto's ill-fated village had been. So when Samoset brought Squanto to the colonists, he spent the rest of 1621 teaching them how to fish, how to grow crops, and how to survive in the new land. And as you know, now, the rest is history. Previous attempts to settle the New World had failed. So it's generally accepted that without the humanity and benevolence of both Samoset and Squanto, and probably a few other people involved, other of the tribes in the New World, if it hadn't been for them, the Mayflower Expedition would likely have suffered the same fate as Jamestown. Remember that? From 1607. But thanks to these two individuals, the first harvest was so bountiful, the colonists set aside 3 days in October of 1621 to celebrate and give thanks for their blessings. Squanto and the other Indians he was around, they were invited, and he brought other New World natives, as I say, to what became known, what we now call, the first Thanksgiving Day in America. They didn't call it that then. That's what we call it now, the first Thanksgiving Day, and this is the precedent for what you and I celebrate today. So consider these cause and effect meets humanity questions. What if Squanto had not been kidnapped and taken to Europe twice? Once to England, once to Spain. What if he had not learned English or endeavored to return to his home? More importantly, what if he and Samoset had not been of good heart and had not befriended the colonial seeds of America? If the success of the Mayflower Expedition was essential to the founding of the United States, which we now know it was, then it's no great leap of logic to see how one person demonstrating humanity and doing the right thing changed the course of history. As we celebrate Thanksgiving this year, my friends, and we do it in peace, and with too much to eat, let's channel Samoset, Squanto, and the Mayflower colonists and focus on our shared humanity instead of our differences. Who knows? We might even make the world a better place for our children and our grandchildren. One person can make a difference. That could be you and me today, either one of us or both of us. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Happy Thanksgiving.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.